In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The text is the reading for this morning, and you know that story well. As the first Passover was held and the people of Israel left the land of bondage, the land of Egypt, and fled from the Egyptians. But Pharaoh changed his mind once again and followed them. And they were in desperate straits. When Pharaoh drew near, the people lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they were greatly afraid, as well they might have been. And they cried to the Lord. But having cried to the Lord, then they really put their complaints into Moses, who had gotten them into that bad situation. Why did you do this to us? Why do you want to have us killed? We should have stayed where we were. Why die in the wilderness when we could have stayed in Egypt? It would have been better to be servants in Egypt than to die in the wilderness. What was to become a kind of constant refrain for 40 years was already announced in this event. Complaining, complaining, complaining. Well, Moses responded to them. He said, "Fear not, stand firm. See the salvation of the Lord." And I'm sure that must have really helped. But that night, a cloud came. And that was to also have some effect later on, that cloud, an angel of the Lord. And the cloud kept them in the darkness from getting close to one another. And the next morning, the text continues, "The Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did against the Egyptians. And they sang a song of praise. The Lord is my strength, my song, my salvation. I will praise him." Yeah, it's easy to do that now, isn't it? But it had been different just the night before. Well, that's the text, and you say, well, what are we going to do with that? That's a real event, happened a long time ago. No Egyptians around us now. No possibility of them destroying us. How does that text apply to us? And here's where it gets a little dicey, because how far do you want to push this text? That troubles surround us is quite evident. That you who will be going to your first parish and those going to vicarage may well say several months from now or a year or two from now, "Why did the Lord put me here? Why are they surrounding me on every side? Why are they out to get me? Why are these enemies there out to destroy me?" As they perhaps give opposition to you and maybe even to the Word of God. Well, how far do you want to push this text? Do you want to see the bodies of the parishioners on the seashore the next morning? Don't think so. Don't think so. So where do you look in the text? Where do you look? Remember the words of Moses, the words that seemed so easy to say, but hard to believe. "Fear not, stand firm, see the salvation of the Lord." Well, they hadn't seen it yet, but they saw it the next day. But for us, it's a different story, isn't it? Stand fast, stand firm, see the salvation of the Lord. And brothers and sisters, we've seen that salvation. It's happened. That's the good news of what God has done for us. That's what Easter is all about. That's what this time of the year says to us every year as we celebrate the one who rose from the grave for us, who conquered death and hell and sin and the grave, and rose again as Lord of all. Rose again as our Savior. Rose again as the one who gives us salvation. So the words of Moses directing us to stand firm and look at salvation are very appropriate because we've seen it. We've seen it not just by looking at a book. We've seen it not just by hearing the word spoken, which indeed I should not perhaps put the word just, but we've seen it in many ways. Word and the reality of that word in flesh, the reality of that word in the sacrament, the reality of that word in our own baptism as we are incorporated into that saving death of our Lord in his glorious resurrection, that word come to us as his body and blood to forgive us our sins. We can stand fast. We can stand firm because we have seen the salvation of the Lord for us, for us. And so we can join with Israel. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will praise him. And those of you who leave this place to your first parish or to your vicarage assignment will have that opportunity to stand before the Lord's people every Sunday and many other occasions, and to indeed lead them in that song, "The Lord is my strength, my song, my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him." For that wonderful victory of our Lord, for that victory of salvation in which we stand fast, we give thanks to the Lord our God this day. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.